Blog Talk Radio.
We are the people of the world. This tonight, this is Friday night, the last night of 2022. I want to wake y'all up tonight, and I want to go to the Temptations tonight, play a little of the Temptations, because we're talking about the $1 trillion flow. We're talking about the money tonight, Brother White. We're talking about the Whitty invention. And when I talk about the Whitty invention, we're talking about people able to pull themselves up, and when you've been knocked down, drugged down. But I'm going to tell you, cancel out the evil and let the good come in. I want to go back to the day in Detroit when things were hopping good. I want to pray a little for my young folks that listen tonight.
If you have an enlarged prostate,
I need so much enlarged prostate. I need so much that.
To shrink it almost.
Now from Detroit for the youngsters, the Temptations. The Temptations were young, good-looking, tall, young black men. This is the last, the last Friday in 2022. You don't need to get blue. The mighty, mighty Temptations. They rock Detroit. Mary Hawkins, you know about that. Pearl, you know about it. Deborah, you know about it. Deborah Pickens, I'm looking to hear from you tonight. I got something for all of you tonight, so get ready. If you can't get in, I'm sorry that you can't get in.
Must come together as one.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that the moon somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
$1 flow night. This is the last Friday in the year of 2022. So I want you to get ready for a blessing for God to bless you and doors to open up for you. You know, several people said they called, they couldn't get in, and I told them you have to call early to get in because the line be so full. So the line is fooled up. So when you call late, you don't get in. So I had a couple people call me and said, because I try to get in, just call me. So she tried to get in. I said, well, you got to pay attention and go on and get in for things to open up for you, things to work. Tonight is the $1 trillion flow night. And being the $1 trillion flow night, we're talking about the finance and the money that you need to do what you need to do. And you need to know how to get the finance that you need to go to the next level. The witty invention or whatever you need to do it and to know that that'll work for you. So what I'm saying to you tonight, sometimes, you know, I was calling Mary Hutch, she said she couldn't get on. And I told her, I said, you have to call early enough to get to get online, because if you don't call early enough, you'll miss getting online. That's one of the things that happen when you call late. And I know what Jonathan, she's been trying to get in for the longest. But I told her, don't worry, I'll get her in tonight. And Mr. White, last night, we had to take it and call him on the other line to get him in, okay? And we'll do that, okay? And that's what happened with that, okay? And we have to do that with that. That's why you have to call on the other line to get in. So get ready for a breakthrough tonight. Get ready for a door that close will open up for you. And it'll work for you. Sometimes you have to wait on God to give you the witty invention for doors to open up for you. So tonight we're talking about the $1 trillion flow. And the $1 trillion flow dealing with where the money and how you get the money. And once you do that, you know how God's going to bless you and how he's going to open a door for you. Or you might be able to have a finance that you need to help somebody else. Now, we're spending trillions of dollars over in Ukraine, and what's happening here in America, we're still suffering with the gas tax and all that other stuff. But you got to stay strong, because this being the last Friday of the year, so you got to plan on what you're going to be doing for next year and what you want God to do for you and what you're willing to do for God to restore you. Okay, thank you. I see your hand up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see your hand up tonight. Okay. Okay, I see that. Mm-hmm. Roshan, I see your hand up. Is that Brian?
I'm on here, Bishop.
Where's Deborah at? Put on the line.
She over at the house. I'm going to send somebody over there to go get her.
Okay, do that. Thank you, kind spirit. And tell her, okay, that's good. Do that. Mm-hmm. Now, I was telling some people that they got to get ready for a business. And what that means that 2020, going into the next year, I'm going to take my time tonight, we're in 2022, 2023, and this is the last month, the last Friday of 2022. A lot of people died, a lot of things happened in this month that will scare you or will wake you up. It's things happen in your family, things happen to loved ones you know, and then a lot of people died of COVID. I'm praying for Sister Mary, and Sister Mary passed on in Chicago. She was with the Woodlawn Sisterhood in Chicago. She helped Harry Washington get in office, and she also helped other politician, the governor, get in office, and she passed. And I would be doing her funeral tomorrow. Mr. White, you probably know her yourself. But what I'm saying tonight, don't move your dial and put down on your paper the $1 trillion float. What I mean, the $1 trillion float, it means that God's going to give you a $1 million idea, and that idea God give you will be able to help other people. And when you call other people will listen and doors open up. So you get ready for the trillion flow. And when you get ready for the trillion flow, doors open up for you. And I want to tell you that every door that closed tonight will be open up for you. You know, I can't help it, because logically the lady called me just now on the other phone. She said, how come I can't get in, Bishop? It's because a lot of people is on their computers at home. So they're on their computers. So when they're on their computers, sometimes you can't get, you call in, the computer done took the space, okay? So that's what happened to some of the people that saying they can't get in because the computer taking it. I see Sherry, you made it in. Sherry called early. You know, some of you wait till the last minute and call. Somebody got the spot, okay? Now, what I'm saying tonight, we're getting ready to go into 2023. I want you all to be prosperous for next year, but I want you to be God conscious. And what I mean, I want whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. But if you God conscious, every door closed will open up. Now, it's a lot of witchcraft and magic going on. There's a lot of people, like the man with Bitcoin, like made all that money that he stole from the people. He went to prison. He died in there. But people hacking your line, people using your name, buying cars with it, that's materialistic stuff. But only what you do for God will last. And tonight, as we get ready to go to the next level, I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that we need to be in the next level. And the 23rd number from the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. So God is calling on us to understand that whatever you need, God got what you want. I'm going to create next year some new homes for you. I'm going to create next year a walk with God with you and the Whitty Adventure. Okay, you said Whitty Adventure is what God gives you. God gave you, and Mr. White come up with that, Whitty Adventure. But God gave you ability to build homes. You know, how you think a man drive an airplane? God gave him the ability. Right now, where we sit now, 2022 been awesome for lots of negativity, but it made man wake up and say, I can't take nothing for granted. I got to give it over to God. And when you have not, you ask not. And, you know, it's something that people so much in witchcraft, so they done forgot faith. They done forgot long life. They done forgot that God is a healer and God can bring you whatever you need. David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. That's what David said. David was a man after God's own heart. But some of you have put God aside. Some of you say, if the doctor says I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Some of you said, well, the witchcraft got me. I can't get out of it. And David said, fret not thyself with evildoers. They'll soon be cut down like the grass. And you got to understand what God is saying to you and your family. Some of you lost loved ones, and you still cry. One lady said, I don't want to live. My cousin died. I said, baby, let me tell you something. God said high, and God looked low. If you lose your wife, your husband, your children, mama, sister, brother, praise God. Because they on the other side working in your behalf. Let me say that again. Some of you so crossed up, so messed up, and the preacher ain't teaching you the truth. You want a brand new Cadillac, a Rolls Royce, an airplane, and $1 million ministry. Okay? In that $1 million ministry, it ain't got no homes in it. It ain't got no place for people to stay. We got homeless people sleeping on the outside of the church, and they have service one every Sunday in the church, sometimes every first Sunday, every second Sunday down south. But those people is homeless. People ain't got no water, nothing to eat. God didn't make it that way. God brought us all together to be one. And when God give you a $1 million, a $1 trillion idea, you pose a panel. Some of these singers, let me call the roll. Some of these singers are making trillions of dollars and buying watches and rings and flying, ain't doing nothing to help people, and people trying to lead their rest. Football players, basketball players, people still suffering. They won't even come together. They come together to play ball. How come they don't come together and put $1 trillion up for a center? We're waiting on our government to do it. The government ain't got to do it. You can do it with a witty invention. You can do it if you just let God in. The doctor said, I'm going to die, Bishop. What you think? It ain't for me to think, because God said all is well. And God said he can heal your body. But if you ain't got no faith, you can't get healed. If you don't trust in God, if you don't repent, let me say that again. If you don't repent, what are you talking about? I said, God, I'm sorry. I want to go a new way. I see a new way for each and every one of you tonight. I see a new, and getting mad, that ain't God. Being jealous, that ain't God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. And what you got to do, acknowledge God in all his ways. Here was a record that Michael Jackson and half the people on this record is dead, but they're talking about we are the children. I'm going to play a little of that and explain it as they do it. What they say is people dying on dope, on drugs, or babies dying. And those that in power can come together and raise some money to help the homeless. You know, we got people that fought in Vietnam and Korea, come home with one limb, and we don't help them with medical. And they, some of them shell shocked, they're sleeping outside because they, I was downtown Chicago, and a car backfired. A man jumped under a car. So they coming. The man was sick. So we got people that are sick. We got women that have children, then they commit suicide. And we got young men are retarded. We need more health centers. When we come together as one, God will bless us. I want you to thank for going to the next level tonight. I want you to think about being happy. I don't want to see you sad. I want to see you glad. I want you to cancel out them cigarettes, the dope. Cancel out the glue or the drinking. Cancel that out. Tonight, cancel out for the trillion flow. Cancel out that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. Tonight I cancel out. When I cancel out, I bring the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Whatever you're going through, go, because God going to raise you up. I want to take this time tonight to tell you all is well. You can get healed if you want to get healed. You got to walk in faith and believe God. I'm gonna give you some prophecy tonight. Then I got Brother White on. Thank you. I got Sister Sherry all the way from Minnesota on, and Sherry, I think she's gonna write a song, "How Great They Are." I think she's gonna sing that song. How great it is to know God. How great it is to know that you're in the land of the living. How great to know that you can pray and God can answer. We got people, got trillions of dollars, but they ain't doing nothing with it. You got the man, got the tussle, you know, and he got all that money. But what are you doing to help the poor people? The people that really, see, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. I don't never want to be rich. I just want to have the $1 trillion to build new hospitals, new nursing homes, a new places for people to live. If you had $1 trillion tonight, what would you do? What if you had $1 trillion, would you change? Or you would tell God to make you a strong man, a strong woman with $1 trillion? Now, let me tell you, this government, that spent $1 trillion given over there for war, spent $1 trillion in Afghanistan coming out of there. They spent $1 trillion every day in Washington, D.C., not for you and me. $1 trillion worth of guns pulled out in Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi. $1 trillion worth of guns. Another $1 trillion worth of dope have been loosened up in the major cities. That's why so much of killing and dope going on, because the people in high places had turned their head, and when a police have a shootout, the police ain't armed, because the people in the street got more guns than the police department, and they got, police just got rifles, they got the assault weapons, they got all kind of guns they shooting and killing with. So what I'm telling you, we are the people of the world. We must come together. And that's what they were saying in the song, that we must come together, pray together, talk to, if God give it to me, I give it to you, God will give it to you. And I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. What direction that is? Direction of peace and love. Now, if I don't learn you nothing this last night, I'm going to learn you one thing, Roshana. I'm going to learn you one thing, Lois. Goldman, I'm going to learn you one thing. Stop going to hell on me. Yeah, you go to hell. Hello. You speaking hell stuff. You ought to say, when people call you, peace and love, joy and love. Stop going to hell. When they call you, hello, now you're going to talk about what Sister John did with Brother, you know, the internet is good, but Facebook, they talk about everybody's business. It ain't nothing but a gospel tune. Oh, did you see so-and-so the other day? Or did you see so-and-so got drunk? Did you see so-and-so just on this? All they do, get on the internet, get on the social. I looked up his tablet. I looked up to see what she doing. You know she drinking now. You know the husband done left, or the wife done left. The husband got left. All this propaganda, all this negative stuff, ain't doing nothing positive with it. We talking about the witty invention. We talking about the $1 trillion flow in every school, every college. Okay, we talking about re-educate you. You see, we need re-educating, because a lot of people don't know about what happened in Natchez, Mississippi with the people within concentration camp. People live down there, don't even know about it. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, it took them, Sherry, a whole 100 years to talk about they burned down Black Wall Street. You know, white radicals did it because they were jealous of black, okay? Now, we cannot turn that jealousy back on them. We just have to have God letting them know that whatever the devil have took from you, God's going to restore it 100-fold. I decree tonight that God give you all that the devil sold. Release them shackles off them political prisoners in jail. Now, I've been saying that for years, and I got the paper here where I'm going to be talking next year, free the political prisoners. And when I said political prisoners, they put in jail because they views it different from society, okay? They put in jail because certain young men got leadership. Now, we lost lots of people, died. And next year, I'm going to talk about the murder of some of our singers that was murdered. And the hit was put on some of our leaders. After they couldn't hit them, they put them in prison for life. Now, see, y'all didn't know that. And sometimes when Trump said that fake paper, he ain't lying. You know, you got fake paper now. You know, if you live in the ghetto, you're in a delta. That means ain't no milk, ain't no bread. You can't get nothing at night. Get a bullet if you don't go to bed. Because they shoot wild. But you got to understand, if you live on the south side of Chicago, you're going to pay more for insurance if you live on the north side than if you live on the north side. If you live in the suburbs, you're going to pay less. They call that redlining. And they've been redlining and lying for a long time. Now, I'm going to say this tonight. Here's a Republican. They put him in office. Because of racism. Here's a man that lied about his mama, lied about his daddy. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't nobody saying about the lie. It's all right to lie in 2022. It's all right to tell a lie. I ain't talking about no white lie. Lie is a lie. Black or white is a lie. Only the truth can bring it out. I'm talking about tonight, the $1 trillion flow. That's what I'm talking about. The trillion flow. We are the people of the world. That's what we are. And we got to see that. Now, the message I'm going to give you tonight ain't about trying to get no man, trying to get a woman. The message I'm going to give you tonight in the script is about money, about you being, you getting a winning venture, where you getting somewhere you can help somebody. If somebody win that big lottery, I hope they pass out. But, you know, you got people got money, they're going to die with money. They can help people. Tonight, I'm not talking about your boyfriend, your girlfriend. I'm talking about what the Spirit bringing you next year in finance, when finance. Now, get your pencils and paper where you know I'm talking about money tonight. I'm going to call your last numbers on your phone where you can know that we're talking about finance. And if you want to talk, press 1 in your hand. Don't press nothing because Mr. White said he pressed 1 and went out. Don't press nothing. I just come to you. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes these phones and internet be checking out. See, maybe, you know, it's so much naked and stuff that's going on. It's so much, and they couldn't everybody trying to regulate. My prophecy for next year, I'm going to give you 3 of my prophecies. There's going to be a war in the Middle East. That's one. There's already a war in Ukraine. There's going to be a war with China. That's going to be a war, okay? That's going to be a war in Africa. And America's going to be involved in all them wars. We can't finance every war in America, in the world, and we starving over here. Okay, let me say that. The Republican and Democrat want to go and take care of everybody else, but what about home? What about the guy sleeping under the bridge downtown Chicago, under the bridge in California, and in Detroit under the bridge, and in Minnesota under the bridge? Okay, what about them people that do a house to live in, clothes on their back? This is the richest country in the world. You tell me we can't feed our hungry? We can't house our poor people that fought in Vietnam, in Korea, and died, lots of them died, lots of your brothers, sisters, mama, and brothers died in the war and come back home and can't see a doctor or a dentist? We're talking about the $1 trillion flow. And Dr. King said in his speech, give me my money. Let's go to Washington and get our money where we can have our business, where we can do it. The reason I'm saying that, the Jews, yeah, I'm going to say Jews, and they can say, you know, anytime you talk about Jews, they get mad. When you talk about the Jewish community and the gay community, oh, they jump up. But, you know, it's been done, black been did every kind of way. But we still him. What I'm saying tonight, the Koreans got reparations. The Indians got reparations. The Italians, the Greeks, everybody got reparations, and the Jews got reparations, and the Holocaust wasn't in, it was in Germany. Everybody got reparations but the black man. Let me tell you why. So everybody else came over here on their own. Our ancestors were handcuffed and brought over here and made to work and never got paid. So next year, going into the next presidential election, I'm talking about who's going to give reparations, the $1 trillion float. I ain't begging. Give me what you owe me. We ain't begging. You know, Marcus Garvey said, get up out of here. No, Marcus Garvey, I can't get out of here because I got roots here. I don't know nothing about Africa. What I read and went over there on a tour, but I know about Chicago, Detroit, California. I know about picking cotton, know about sugar cane, know about tobacco, know about corn, right here. So I ain't trying to go nowhere because I am Native American black in America. Pay me what you owe me. You owe me $1 trillion float, and we got to have it. If this country is going to go on, we got to have that money. And I'm going to play Dr. King, then we're going to get into this here, because I want to keep your mind on $1 trillion. I ain't talking about your boyfriends. Reason is crime, because it's big money in putting you in jail. Some of these corporations own these prisoners now. It's big money. Anytime it's big money, they take it out of the poor man's hands.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
Dr. King says it's a crime when people working at McDonald's and Burger King and they can't even get insurance. They can't even pay their rent. They can't even pay for going to school. That's a crime. So it's a loss of criminal action been going on here in America. I just want to say that. But as I was saying earlier, it's a great thing to know your truth. I'm going to let Cherry sang a couple of bars of a song. How great they are. Okay, let me see if I got Sherry on here.
I'm here.
Okay,
hello,
Sherry.
I'm here.
How you doing this morning today?
Very good, thank you.
I'm gonna give you a prophecy, Sherry. I'm gonna give you a prophecy for 23, your finance gonna go up, and some things this is what I want you to read. I want you to read, and this is for your finance. I want you to read Psalms 100, number Psalms for your finance. The Spirit told me to tell you tonight, what you're saying, that your finance, the wheel of invention is going to come into your life in the trillion plus. See, you have always helped people. You're that kind of spirit. But you're going to do more and more people, more new people coming in your vibration. Because the devil try to block you, but don't open up. Now, you were saying, thank you.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. This is Sister Sherry all the way from Minnesota.
On the black, black wall, when I am lost in wonder, consider all thy word thy hand hath made.
How great thou!
I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the tossing the universe displays, dancing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, dancing my soul, my Savior God.
Thank you for that, Sister Sherry. I'm going to have you to be singing all through 2023, so get your song together. God told me to use you because you're going to witness to other people. When we do our witty invention travel, I'm going to see if you all from work, I want you to travel with us on that team. I want to go down to Louisiana. I want Sister Deborah Ann to read the 23rd number Psalm. I hope she got her Bible together. And let me get her. And then we're going to go to Mr. White. We should have a good time. This is the last Friday in this year. So you need to be doing something for God. Okay, let me see. Sister Deborah Ann, God bless you today.
Peace and love, Bishop.
I want to prophesy to you. I see finance coming for you, and I want you to go look for some new property. And the Spirit told me to tell you that your money been tied up, but it's going to loosen up. It's some money owed to you, and 2023, that money is going to be released for you. Okay?
Yes, Lord. I claim it in the name of Jesus.
The Spirit said you're going to do more work. The devil's been fighting you and your family. But as I see the prophet God, all that's going to change. See, and the devil's been trying to block your son and him from being rich. But God said, the trillion flow going to come in your family. And your grandmother stand up with me and said, Bishop, work with my family. She told me that in the Spirit. And I got to obey her because she was my friend. But I want you to read for me the 23rd number. So you got your Bible?
No, sir, Bishop. I ain't got it with me.
Okay. Well, you can't read it with you tell your daughter, I see a great blessing for her. Tell her. You tell your daughter. This year, 2023, she going to own her own home where ain't going to be no stranger touch. I decree that she own her own home. And when she get involved with the Whitty Adventure, jealousy going to come, but she going to own her own house. So she ain't got to worry about that. Okay? Thank you, kind spirits.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now I'm finna go to Brother White. Now I got somebody else. Let me see who else I got. 37. Okay, I got that. Let me see who else. 3547. You on? 3547. Okay, now I want to tell you this here. There's a financial money tied up for you, and you got to go on and get rid of some property or get rid of something. And some people you can't deal with because they're draining you. But I want you to read Psalm 51 and Psalm 75 for your financial breakthrough, okay? And it's coming in 2023. A new vehicle for you, and the Spirit said there is some property you got to buy. Don't rent it, you buy it. Thank you, kind Spirit. Okay, Lord, I'm saying about to you. Okay, thank you, kind Spirit. Now I'm going to 7351. Let me see their own. Okay. 7351, you on? I want to say to you, 351, I want you to read Psalm 7 and Psalms 9 that you need a new car. You're looking for a new car. You want a new car? I'm seeing a new car for next year. Go look at it. This is the first year. Go start looking for it in January, February. By March, you should be in that new car. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm talking about the witty invention tonight. And the way you get the witty invention, you walk with God. 5350. I'm going to tell you, that is some work you got to have done to your house. And I'm going to tell you that it's some money being loose. It's some money being tied up. But as I speak, it's going to break loose. Psalms 77, and it's like money, air money, but the truth gonna come out in 2023. Get ready, you gotta make two trips down south. Maybe one might do it. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay, let me go a little bit further. Now I'm looking at money open up doors. 3547. Did I get 3547? I don't know if I get it or not. If they did, they'll call back. 1135, 3547. I got all in. Did I get all in? Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going, hold on. Now, Brother White.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you your props before I get you started. The spirit says right. somebody want to buy some land from you, but don't sell it because they want to buy it, but they don't want to give you the amount for it. And next year, 23, you're going to cut timber off of your land. So you started getting ready. Get your trucks together. Get your workers together. You're going to pull over $1 million worth of timber off of your land. Okay? That's what's going to happen. And the devil's been trying to take that land. But with the witty invention, brother, you're going to be all right. So you're on there. Brother White, go ahead on.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you and want to say hello to everybody. And Happy New Year to you. And Bishop, the man that's been trying to take land, he wanted to buy. A couple of days ago, he was asking me about buying land, by telling me to sell the property to them. But I just want to know that confirm what you were telling me, because we have to confirm God and each other. And I want to just talk to the people about the witty invention. The witty invention takes you out of yourself and puts you in God. You have to realize God is asking you to do something for Him. He's saying He called you. And what was impressive to me is that he says, "My son, if thou will receive my word and hide thy commandments with me," then he gives you what to do. He gives you John 14:26. He gives you John 13:34. He gives you Romans 13:10. And then he tells you, after you say that, what are you going to do? He's going to cause you to hear him. Not only is he going to cause you to hear him, he's going to cause you to speak what he says. Now, again, I want to give you my email address. It's Whiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G, 429. At AOL.com. And I just want to tell you about some of the things the Whitney Invention. The Whitney Invention came by to me by way of black folks being killed. I wanted to know from God if this is what he really purposed for us. And he told me no. He said, "But you have to purpose for yourself, for your own life." And he said, "We are not purposing for our own life." So he gave me the Whitney Invention, and the Whitney Invention it came to me to tell black folks that once you speak the Whitney Invention, the police can't kill you. And if the police insist on killing you, he's going to end up killing himself. But now I know it's difficult for people to accept that. But if you speak the Whitney Invention, God's going to reveal to you exactly what I'm telling you. The Whitney Invention gives you long life. Go to Proverbs chapter 4, start at verse 10, and read up to 13, and you're going to find out. The Whitney Invention is a hearing and understanding strategy. Once you start speaking the Whitney Invention, the only understanding you're going to know about is equal to God. If your understanding ain't equal, if whatever it is you understand, if it's not equal to God, then it's equal to the devil. And now you don't want that. God wants to be the leader of your life. He don't want to take over your life. He just want to be the head of your life and let you go, and he'll correct you when you're wrong, and you begin to walk in him, and everything that you do, you would never do anything unless you get the consent of God. As a matter of fact, to be quite honest with you, you cannot, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." You can't do that on your own. You cannot do that on your own. God has to do that for you.
You want to play on my line?
See, there's some scriptures that came to me when I got to the Whitney Invention, like Proverbs 4:1. Gave children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. You put that scripture in you, no matter what happened to you, God's going to bring that scripture to you, and he's going to be telling you, listen to me, you got to get Jesus, find the scripture, that you got to get Jesus to speak Jesus into your situation to get your situation away from you. If it's in your flesh, the verification of sickness and stuff that's in your flesh is for 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. "For we who live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." He said mortal flesh. Flesh that's dying. You got to speak the scripture that deals with your problem. If it's in your flesh, get Jesus, speak Jesus into your flesh, and the problem has to go away. because the problem cannot, Satan cannot live in your flesh if Jesus is in that with him. So that scripture, like I keep telling people, I try to make sure that I tell folks, because my job is given to me in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. My office is for chapter 3, edify and give people comfort. My calling, wherefore, brethren, 39th verse, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues.
Thank you, Brother White. That's Brother White giving a message there to us. I want to thank Brother White for that. Don't forget, Brother White supposed to be down in Louisiana at the swearing of a mayor in Louisiana. I don't know if he's going or not, but I wonder what is he going down to Louisiana to swear of the mayor in Louisiana, down in Houma, Louisiana. I think that's where he's going. I got to ask him to see what's happening. Is he was on. Brother White.
Yes, sir.
Is you going down to him and move down to that plan in for that new mayor?
I'm gonna try to go there because I want to talk to the mayor. I want to talk to the mayor about implementing the Williams Benson into her schools and into her program and home.
I want to give you a little history. I think she's the first black mayor of Houma, Louisiana, and that Houma, Louisiana used to be the head of the Ku Klux Klan, but now
Amen.
A black woman, and she come from Grambling College. She got a degree in Grambling. She's a doctor, and I think it would be good to meet with her, and I will come down later on when we come down there to meet with her. But you should get off and see, can you invite her to come over when you do the thing for Charles for Mecca Edwards in Fed. Now, you sitting on a
Amen.
Gold mine like you said. This was the first black man that was in the NAACP. So
Amen.
Next year, I'll be down there in Dr. King's birthday. And we're going to get our committee together, not only in these schools and colleges. We're going to get ready to turn this city up. Down. You know what the spirit comes to me? It don't take a whole lot. You take one, two, three. We start in every city to get somebody to do something. See, somebody
Amen.
In Louisiana, somebody in Arkansas, somebody in Mississippi, somebody in Louisiana, somebody up in Minnesota to get on the winning system. And we're going
to
do that.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want the mayor to get the wind invention and turn start so that the people will see all over Louisiana that the wind invention is a program that God has given. He's given it to all the people, but he's given it especially to black people because we are being targeted by whites being shot down. And the wind invention, that should be your priority. The wind invention will stop you from being shot down by the police. You will not be able to be shot down by the police, and it gives you long life. Look like that was. That's why I keep giving my email address so that people can. A lot of people wouldn't want you to have it. They want to charge you for it. But God wants me. He wants the wind invention is surrounded by bounded by two scriptures. Proverbs 17 and 8. A gift is as a precious stone to him that keeps his eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth. That's true with me already. Then the developmental scripture. Turn your works over to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. That's Proverbs 16 and 3.
Brother White, we'll be on tomorrow from 10:30 to 12:30 watch meeting. So I want you to promote your message. I want everybody to come with their testimony going into 2020. I want all of them that's on the radio now, be on tomorrow. If you're in Detroit from 11 to 1 in Chicago and all over the South from 10:30 to 12:30, we're going to do watch meeting on that because it's so dangerous, people being shot up here. You know, people scared to go out. But we've been doing it from the radio for years. We're going to do it from the radio, if you know.
All right, and I'm going to try to be on that so I can tell let the people know that if they speak to Whitty and Vincent, if they speak to Whitty and Vincent, ain't nobody going to be able to handle them. And one other thing, for the those that are hooked on opiates, the Whitty and Vincent just one time. Opiate can't kill you. But there's a lot of people dying of opiate addiction. If you just speak it one time, God will spare you until he gets you off of it.
Amen.
Now, that's a miracle, Bishop.
Well, did you get with the mayor? Did you talk to the mayor today in the
Wisconsin? I have not been able to catch up with the mayor. I keep telling, it's like he's trying to avoid me or something. I don't know.
Well,
but
we're going to set it up anyway. You talked to Ola?
Yeah, no, I didn't talk to her, but I'll make sure I talk to her tomorrow. But I've been talking to Betty every day. I talk
That's
to
good.
Betty every day, though. Yeah,
that's good.
And
she's
a strong
woman.
That's a strong woman, man.
Strong black woman. That's right.
Yes, sir. She's really strong. I mean, she got things going for us. God is working with us.
And we're going to get involved in it, brother. As we go up there, I'm going to pray with you.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry.